Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking stock or cattle prices with Daryl Peel in just a moment. Chapman Angus and Guests have got their first production sale coming this Saturday, September 23rd at the Chapman Angus Ranch in Elmore City, Oklahoma. Daryl and David Chapman will be offering 125 registered Angus lots, including fall and spring pairs, bred and open heifers, and 25 registered Angus bulls. You can get details of the sale and a catalog at www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 for details. The Chapman Angus Fall Production Sale this Saturday, September 23rd, Elmore City.
Did you know consumers are learning more about the nutritional benefits that are packed into 3 ounces of lean beef? In 15 years, Your Beef Checkoff has funded research that has more than quadrupled the number of lean beef cuts to nearly 40. Research supported by the Checkoff shows that in each serving of beef, consumers get protein for muscles, B vitamins for brain function, iron for blood, zinc for their immune system, and 5 other key nutrients. Learn more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by Your Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at OKLABeef.org.
Calf prices have been just a little bit cheaper thus far this week. The livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says overall they've held up pretty well here in the latter stages of summertime 2017.
Whether you look in Kansas or Oklahoma, we're seeing these feeder cattle prices move a little bit higher. I think that's directly a function of the good forage conditions we've got now, some beginnings of and perhaps a little earlier than usual demand for stocker cattle for fall and winter grazing. Even though, you know, there are some areas starting to get a little bit dry. We've got awfully good forage conditions. You know, the seasonal pattern is for prices to decline from August into September and on into the seasonal low in October. But in the southern plains, it really is kind of a race in September. You can see a lot of variation from one year to the next, where in years of good early forage conditions, you may well see these prices move a little higher or at least hold steady through September because the demand is a little bit ahead of that fall run of calves. And, we'll probably see a little seasonal weakness as we move into October, but perhaps not very much if these forage conditions and this stocker demand remain very strong through the fall.
As we mentioned, the early in the week auction barns, Oklahoma National Stockyards, Tulsa, Joplin, the OKC West El Reno Tuesday market, all showing calf trade a little cheaper compared to a week ago. Dr. Peel says that the reality is this fall, we can anticipate more calf numbers out there and some price pressure.
We had a bigger calf crop this year. Mm-hmm. And so we know the fall run of calves will have a relatively larger supply. So I suspect at the end, we'll see that prevail with some seasonally lower prices. But again, that may not happen until we get into October as opposed to, the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Switching gears, Daryl, I know that there's a lot of concern about forage and hay production in the northern plains. Here in the southern plains, though, it does look like we should be in fairly good shape this year. What are you hearing?
If you look at USDA's earlier estimates on a nationwide basis, they were looking at about a 1.6% decrease in total hay production in the country. For Kansas and Oklahoma, it's about the same. USDA projecting about an 8 to 8.5% decrease year over year in hay production. I'm beginning to wonder if maybe those won't get revised a little bit. I've done some traveling, at least in Oklahoma recently, and again, this late summer forage is pretty phenomenal. There's still a lot of hay production going on. I have a feeling when it's all said and done that the hay supplies will be somewhat bigger than USDA had earlier projected, just because of the unusual conditions we've had here in the late summer.
Extension livestock market economist out of Oklahoma State University, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 24th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th, 8th, and 9th at River Spirit Expo at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.